That's right. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, and whoever this is on the phone. If you happen to get the second date, they'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
This is Alicia.
Hey, good morning, Alicia. How can we help you, baby?
I mean, I have an issue. Like, I've been dating this dude for a few months now, about 3-4 months, and I really like him. Like, we've been kicking it. It started from him staying over for, you know, about 2 nights a week, then 3, then 4. And, I mean, now he's pretty much there all the time. And, like I said, don't get me wrong. Like, I really care about him, and I like him being there. Mm-hmm. But he ain't really bringing nothing to the table. Like, he ain't trying to help me with no bills. I put all the food and everything in the house. Like I said, I love his being around him, but I just feel like he should just be doing more, and he feel like he shouldn't.
Oh, no. If he at your house just as much as you, he should be contributing.
Does he have a job?
I mean, he works. I mean, when he get off, he's there over the night, and I cook. I mean, he's there. He eats. He takes showers there. I mean, he's basically living there, you know, and I have kids that I'm taking care of, and I don't feel like I should be taking care of a man, but I try to talk to him about it. He just feel like, you know, it's just not his place, but you there. I have 2 boys, you know,
is he homeless?
I mean, he had a little spot, you know, that he had, you know, was sharing with his homeboy and whatnot, so I guess he feel like he's paying bills there, but you're here, so, like, you shouldn't have to be taking care of. You're not really even taking care of my place, so it's not even like you're taking care of 2 places. I mean,
hey, babe, we're gonna call him. What's his name?
EJ.
All right, we're going to get EJ on the phone right quick. Let's see what's going on. All
right.
All right.
Boy, EJ done called his girl. He done found him somewhere to stay and left his partner crib. I hate people who be house jumping.
I mean, it be like that sometimes, man, but it is what it is, though. I just feel like this. Look, wherever you lay your head at, I don't care if you're there for a week, if you're there for 10 months.
You need to contribute.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I speak with EJ, please.
This is
EJ. You got a few seconds to talk this morning, brother?
Yeah, I got a minute. What's up? Who this?
Hey, this is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout It, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I must have won some money.
Boy, you need to give us some money.
Not quite, EJ. Actually, we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, EJ, and you happen to be the topic of discussion today.
Yeah.
Oh, man, y'all set me up.
No, it ain't nothing crazy. Are you familiar with your lady named Alicia?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, why you say it like that? You like her?
Nah, yeah, we cool. We've been kicking it for a minute.
Why? Well, she called us up to speak highly of you. She actually said you're a great guy.
And she like you.
And her kids like you as well.
Okay.
Okay, but
she said you've been staying there for about a lot of days out of the week lately, and you ain't contributed nothing.
Wait a minute. What's the problem? What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, you know, if this girl doing everything for you and she give you some, so you don't think you should be paying no bills or giving her no money?
It ain't like we don't go nowhere. We don't do nothing. If we go somewhere, I pay. It ain't like I actually stay there. I have my own residence.
Oh, well, when you stay the night, that's a stay.
Especially when you stay multiple nights.
No, if you stay a night, that's considered a stay. If you go to a hotel, you pay to stay the night, you know?
But you ain't got to argue with us.
Yeah, we got Alicia on the phone. She want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, y'all definitely
said
you.
Oh, yeah, we got y'all. Alicia.
Hey, y'all.
I can't believe you called these folks. Got them all up in our business.
I just wanted some advice from, like, a man's standpoint, because I just feel like when I talk to you, it's just going in one ear and out the other. Like you saying, you don't stay there. You got your own spot, but you're there with me all the time. You know, and you know it's just me taking care of my kids by myself. I just feel like you should do more. I mean, true, yeah, when we do go out, whenever we go out, but, I mean, that's just the role of a man, and from my point of view, that's why I wanted to get some advice. I just feel like it's more that you could be doing.
No, I ain't hearing all that. If I was, like, we actually came in together, we agreed, hey, I'm going to be living here, that'd be a whole different story. I'm not going to pay 2 rent.
So, let me ask you something, EJ. When you at her house, are you not taking up space? Are you not consuming air? Are you not consuming energy? Are you not consuming water?
Well, I don't feel like it should be taken that way. I mean, we are there spending quality time together, aren't we?
Yeah, y'all are spending quality time.
But she's the only one spending money.
Yeah, she needs you to spend some of that quality money.
Yes.
Money on her crib. Just like I spend money on my crib.
But you ain't even at your crib. You at her crib.
I just won't go over there no more.
Talk to your girl.
If that's just how it has to be, because I mean, it's like at the end of the day, it seems like I'm taking care of three boys instead of just two. Like,
wow.
What you want? How much? She wants some financial assistance, boy.
So you want money for the groceries?
Which one? I mean, even if you want to say, babe, here's $40 towards the light bill, anything, I would have accepted that, but you just flat out being like, no, I ain't gonna do this. That's just really not acceptable. All right, like, so let me ask this, if the foot was, if the shoe was on the other foot and we were staying in my crib all the time and we were doing this same stuff all the time, would I be wrong asking you for some money?
But the shoe's not on the other foot, though. That's not the point. No, no, no. He asked a valid-ass question. He needs a valid answer.
Hey!
I don't need to ask you that question because that's not what the situation is. Ooh. We're talking about the situation. Like,
I'm not going to pitch in. I have my own spot. It ain't like I'm staying there every single night. It's just a lot of nights because I like to kick it with
him. Hey, Alicia, what is going to be, man? You trying to keep this brother around? What is going to be, man? Because he don't sound like he get the picture.
I don't know. I might have to just, like, move around. Because, I mean, it's still fresh in a relationship. And if you really just don't understand what it takes for you to, like, really be a provider and take care of your responsibility as a man, like, I just can't waste time. Like, he's 22, and I'm embarrassed to say how old I am. Wow. But I'm 28. Like, I'm older. Oh. So, like, my, you know, just the way I...
Oh, I get what's going on.
You know what I'm saying?
So EJ over the boxing that thing. God, that was going on.
You already know.
Well, either way it go, it don't sound like y'all go move forward until you figure out how to pay it for it, EJ.
I know.
So we definitely not going to be hooking y'all up with this $100 gift card from 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. So, A-Town, y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update, man. 443-520-945. Alicia say she need more than the loins. She needs the coins. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets, Streets 94.5.